Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, folks. Friday, June 20th. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on No Filter Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. We talked about a lot this week, a lot of things happening. If you've got some reaction to something I've said, I'd love to hear about it. Just a reminder, the LSU baseball Fighting Tigers will play in their 8th National Championship Series this weekend against Coastal Carolina in a best 2 out of 3 series. The first game is tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame at 5:30. Be carried live right here on WWL AM and FM. Game 2 will be Sunday at 1:30. Pregame at 1 o'clock. And if there's a need for Game 3, LSU will face off with Coastal Carolina Monday at 6:30, pregame 6, and you can hear it all right here. Every hit, every catch, every home run on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummings, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air Condition, Louisiana Delta Center, right here on WWL, and the free Odyssey app. Exciting weekend for the LSU Fighting Tigers. We've got a great lineup today. At noon, the president of the Louisiana State Senate, Cameron Henry, is going to join us for an hour. And we'll talk about the legislative session, what happened there, what he thought was the upsides, the downsides, what we're facing in aligning with the federal government, a number of the cuts that are in the big, beautiful bill, how this will impact the state of Louisiana. If you have questions, call in or let's get a text from you at 504-260-1870. At 11:30, we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. I just told you about what's going on with Coastal Carolina. We'll talk about that series. We'll pick his brain about Coastal Carolina. A lot of people don't know much about them. They are on a tear, though. They have not lost a baseball game since April. It's unheard of, almost. So we'll talk about that with Chris Blair. Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, joins us at 11. We'll talk about hurricane prep. We'll talk about what happened in the legislature. What bills does he feel had passed that are going to be of any consequence? Others that didn't pass, why that was, and what it means to pricing of insurance here. And what can we hope to achieve in the very near future, excuse me. Hans Lilligeberg, Council Member, District 5, will join us to talk about Powerboat P1, the premier international marine motorsport promoter. They are going to have their inaugural offshore powerboat race here in Metairie, June 27th through the 29th. That race is being presented by Harvey Gulf International Marine. And we'll talk about this event and what it means to our metro area. So give us a call, 504-260-1870 on No Filter Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Would love to hear from you. I wanted to talk about something that's kind of irritating, and I've just been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And, you know, I went to their website, and they say to be patient. It's interesting, when you order tickets, they don't exhibit any patience. You pay or you get nothing. So they announced the cancellation of the Billy Joel, Stevie Nicks concert about a month ago now, right? And everybody's still waiting for their refunds. We'd love to hear from somebody if they received one. We haven't. We're out a lot of money because we ordered a lot of tickets on behalf of family members and friends, and still sitting around waiting. And, you know, you go to their website and they said the event has been canceled. The refund will come through. You just have to be patient. Really? Then when you try to call them, you don't get anybody. I guess they're, you know, tired of talking to folks, wanting to know what's happening. People have put out a lot of money. We put this money out back in February, I think. when the tickets first went on sale, and here we are approaching the end of June, almost July, and nothing, right? It's kind of frustrating how this worked. I mean, how long does it take to align? Everything's done electronically. They take it on a credit card. You can't pay in cash. So it shouldn't take a big effort to credit your credit card in order to facilitate the refund. The other thing is you pay a lot of handling fees and some other stuff. Can't get a straight answer as to whether or not that comes back too. A lot of people have asking these questions. When you go on the internet, you can't. A lot of folks are talking about we can't seem to get any guidance. Why is this not more transparent? And then Ticketmaster talks a lot about the promoter. I didn't pay the promoter. I paid you. You facilitated the payment. Why are you trying to separate yourself from this? I can't go anywhere else. When they're first offered, I have to buy them through you. And why is this such a problem to align the refund payment? I think local legislative bodies need to look at what's going on here and how long they can hold on to your money and why a credit card transaction in order to reverse it is so difficult. Now, a lot of people, I'm told, have challenged the charge with their credit card companies. And some folks have been given credit back already by challenging that charge. Because you are charged for something that now doesn't exist. They can't deliver. It ain't going to happen. And it's not like it's been postponed. It's been canceled. So I don't know about you. I don't know if you're as frustrated as I am. I just don't understand why Ticketmaster can't get their act together. I mean, they've been headline news for a while, even with purchasing and creating a debacle, you know, as it relates to that. A number of performers are totally frustrated with it. You have very few options as to how to buy tickets to these events. And then you have no option when you're looking for a refund. Their advice is, if the event is canceled, the refund will come through. Just be patient. Who do we have, Coleman? Let's go to Mary. Mary, you're up. What say you?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about two separate things. First, that power race that's scheduled. I think that's a great idea, but I'm having a real problem with the location of it. I believe it's going to be at the Bonneville Boat Launch. There is not enough parking on a weekend without a power race. I don't know how the parish can justify letting people wander around in neighborhoods looking for parking. And I can tell you from Mardi Gras experiences, people are not polite. They don't follow rules about driveways. I couldn't even get out of my own driveway with the traffic jam. So that's a real concern when we have the Kenner Boat Launch area with much more space, less residential areas close to it. So that's a suggestion.
We will ask the council member when he joins us at 10:30.
Yes, I mean, I love the idea of the race. I'm not opposed. It's just the parking issue. And it really has always been a problem. They park all over your lot, all over your property. You know, people just are not polite, and they don't care, you know. So anyway, that's one issue. The other thing I want to bring up, and I don't know if you've talked about it, is the discretionary funds. Millions of dollars are available to our council members for discretionary fund spending. I have sent this suggestion to my councilwoman, and I'm going to say it publicly to see if there's an interest, because she's not interested. I think that we need to address the lack of activities for youth in our area. there, what I'm recommending is that they consider building and maintaining swimming pools, public pools for our youth to be used. I mean, we're in a hot climate here, probably would be used more than half of the year. And then the other half of the year, when it's a colder time, they could use that facility for so many good things, classes, you know, meetings, just, you know, and we have beautiful playgrounds with lots of empty space. I really think it's something that should be considered, especially for youth. You know, learning to swim, it's really an important skill because many, many children die of the causes of death. Accidental drowning is high on the list. So those are my two ideas.
There's no doubt. Interesting observation, though. I never thought about it. You know, the city of New Orleans that has less population than we do in Jefferson Parish and is a smaller parish financially as well. I mean, you know, they have pools for recreation.
16. I just
right.
heard the report last night. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. Really, we have none.
If you don't,
never thought about
it. Yes, you don't give them structured and available fun activities, they're going to do whatever comes their way, and that's not usually a good thing, you know? So swimming, it's such a great life skill, too. Exercise, you know, just being outdoors away from their screens, you know, just it has so many positives, you know? So I have really suggested this for a long time. I don't know what other people think, you know? I know it's a budgetary thing, but what you get in return is a happy, healthy, engaged child that's ready for life, you know, not just because of swimming, but one of the things that would make that so.
I think it's a great, you know, suggestion, quite frankly. I was a swimmer, so I'm partial, I'm biased, right? And I
yes.
actually support an organization that provides swimming lessons for kids as well as life preservers for kids free of charge.
That's
it's called
right.
the Blue Boot. It's called the Blue Boot Rodeo, and I'm a sponsor of that every year because I believe in the endeavor. In fact, we'll be headed down to Grand Isle in July again for that event. It's an incredible event. The folks that organize it, they lost their child in a swimming pool accident.
Yeah.
And they've made it their life's mission to make sure that we reduce the numbers of kids that drown by providing this. They do an incredible job. It's got an incredible following.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the largest fishing rodeos in the state now.
Yeah.
You know, but I think I'm going to ask around. It's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should at least
have
one available on the West Bank, one on the East Bank, and we should fund and finance some of that.
I think 2, 3, 4, you know, because then you could do like intramural swim heats, you know, and that mm-hmm. builds teamwork, communication, cooperation. You know, there's so much that could be obtained through this activity. So I just think it's something maybe you could ask around and see if there's something that, you know, would make it go forward. You know, I think it's definitely worth the time to do that.
Mary, two texts coming through. I think public pools would be great in Jefferson Parish, says one. I love it. And the other one says there is boat race parking. There will be shuttle service from Grace King and at 3500
Newell.
North Causeway.
We'll
find out.
That parking availability is great. But there are people who will come.
Oh, no, I'm not saying,
you know?
I get it.
Yeah, but I am glad to hear
it.
There is some consideration.
I policed the Copeland Christmas lights for a long, long, long time. I know exactly
like
what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know the difficulties. I know the challenges. You know, you got to make sure that there's pre-planning.
Down all their trash. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So
I appreciate your understanding of these requests. And maybe, you know, with your help, something could be done, you know.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in on No Filter Friday, Mary. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Hope you'll be
too.
Cheering
go,
for the LSU Fighting Tigers this week.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, folks, if you're old enough, you'll remember we used to have powerboat racing in Lake Pontchartrain, and now the inaugural New Orleans Powerboat Grand Prix presented by Harvey Gulf International Marine, Councilman Hans Liljeberg, Jefferson Parish Council District 5, and Visit Jefferson Parish will take place June 25th through the 29th. And Councilman Liljeberg joins us to talk to us about it. Hans, welcome to the show. Hans, are you there? So as we're trying to get Hans Liljeberg on, this inaugural New Orleans Powerboat Grand Prix will take place in District 5, and you'll be able to see, and it's free, and the event site is located on a levee between Bonneville Boat Launch and the Bucktown Harbor Park. There will be VIP hospitality tickets that will be available for a viewing area. And I think now we have Hans Liljeberg, Council Member District 5, one of the sponsors of this event. Hans, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. Exciting news, exciting announcement. Tell us about Powerboat P1.
So I know that you recall the heyday of when Al Copeland had the powerboat racing out at the lake, and you know everybody would kind of go up on the levee and bring your lawn chair and watch the action. Well, we're bringing it back this year with P1 boat racing.
And what kind of boats will this be, Hans?
You know, I'm not that's way above my pay grade, Sheriff, and so I can't tell you, but I can tell you. I mean, I don't know how I can describe them to you, but I don't know what you call them.
Fast ones, huh?
They're fast. I think they go up to 175 miles an hour when they have to be launched out there with cranes. They're so big, and when they trailer them, they have to trailer them sideways, not flat, because they're too wide.
So where will be the viewing area? I think you said is or the release says will be between the Bucktown Harbor and Bonneville Boat Launch, but where will most of the landside activities take place?
Bonneville Boat Launch is going to be the kind of, you know, the base for everything. That's where all the parties and all the festivities will be. I think you could really watch it anywhere from probably, you know, Causeway to West End if you sit anywhere on the lake.
Right. And I read in the release that it will also it's not only these big power boats, but it's also the jet skis as well.
Yeah. They have jet ski races, powerboat, all different kinds of power boats. You can look at the schedule again. It doesn't mean anything to me because these races are, it's something I'll never own. Just thinking of sitting in a boat going 175 miles an hour is something I
that doesn't that, tickle
if I
my fancy.
Done it, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know your wife and I know my wife. They ain't a shot. We're getting in that boat.
Yeah,
I can promise.
No,
somewhere
that. Along the way, I developed some sense myself too. I don't think I would do it.
It is a lot of fun to watch. We used to go down in Florida and see boat races every July 4th weekend, and it was a blast, you know, to watch the boats go by. It's a 3-day event, so there are different races on each and every day from the 25th through the 29th.
There are, yeah. There are kilo runs, poker runs. It's Aqua AM, that Aquax or Aquax Pro. Again, I don't know, or Aqua X, I guess. I don't really know what all those are, but those are the giant boats that are really, really fast. And of course, like you said, we have the jet skis also racing. So it's going to be really exciting. Oh, here it is right here. Look, Super Cat, Super Stock, Mod V, 450 factory stock, if that means anything to anybody out there.
Yeah, not to me, other than that they're fast and they're expensive. That's about it, yeah, for sure. Now, yeah, I understand that there will be... Go ahead.
When you said you saw them in Florida, was that in Jacksonville?
No, it was in Sarasota.
Okay.
We had
P1?
Friends... I don't know if it was P1. It was a long time ago. The kids were young. We used to go. Some friends of ours, family, had a place there in Longboat Key, and we used to go to Siesta Key off of the coast of Sarasota and see the offshore boat race. It was a lot of fun because we'd actually get in the water and just sit on a float and just watch the boats go by. It was great fun. Big course. You know, that
and you can actually do that here.
Keys out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll have the same thing here, which is going to be nice. If you do have a boat, you know, you can go out on the lake and watch it all from the water, which I think would really be fantastic.
No, absolutely. I understand that there will also be some food, live entertainment, and stuff at the base camp as well.
It is. At Bonneville Boat Launch, we're going to have a bunch of different food vendors. We tried to give preference to, it is going to be all local folks. The reason I was asking about Jacksonville is because I know Jacksonville had a $2 million economic impact. This is our inaugural boat race here, or festival, so we really don't know what it's going to bring, but we're hoping it's a huge economic boost to the area. There's going to be all different kind of food trucks, you know, fried seafood and your typical fair food. So it's going to be a really nice event. And again, you can just, you know, bring your lawn chair out to the boat launcher to the levee.
Now, I know, you know, it's kind of a tight area at Bonneville. We had a call in the first half hour of the show of someone being concerned with traffic. I'm sure you guys are coordinating with JPSO and others to handle that, and there will be off-site parking.
We are. We have. I mean, look, I you know better than I do. It's hard to control people's behavior, but we have gone out of our way to try to alleviate any problems or congestion in the neighborhood. You know, it's one weekend, so we are making some of these streets one way. We are trying, you know, we're preventing parking on Bonneville and some of those side streets like Live Oak and Poplar. We're making sure that traffic continues to flow. Of course, well, JPSO is, and we're coordinating with them. And we are also providing two different parking lots and shuttles so that people don't park in the neighborhoods. We're trying to keep people from, you know, we want to make sure that it's going to be a big event. It's going to be hopefully a lot of people, and we want to make sure that people that live there aren't negatively impacted. We have one parking lot at 3501 North Causeway and another at Haynes, the old Grace King site. And we have shuttles that run and bring you to the boat launch. We have we've provided for a ride share lane so that if you take an Uber or whatever, they can drop you right off at the boat launch. So we're really trying to do what we can do to alleviate any problems in the neighborhood.
You know, and I tell people all the time, if you live within a couple of miles of this place, ride your bicycle, grab a bike and ride. It's
exactly.
We have the bike path going down Bonneville now.
Yeah.
I've already decided that if I get down there, I'm going on my bicycle. That's the best way to do it.
Same.
Absolutely. Well, this is exciting. I'm not familiar with Powerboat P1. P1, but I understand that they're getting ready to start even some additional powerboat races in other cities, and this being one, the first one, I think, of this summer taking place here, right?
It is. You know, Shane Guidry was kind of the mover and the shaker behind this. He put up, I believe, $300,000 to kind of get this going. You know, he said he makes his money on the water and he wants to give back, which is extremely nice of him. The parish has invested some you know, in-kind contributions like security and things of that nature to make sure that this goes off without a hitch. And you know, it's going to be a great event and hopefully a huge economic boost and something we continue to do every year, and it gets bigger and better. We wanted to have a boat parade up and from the boat launch to West Esplanade, but just with this first one, it got too. I guess you know how putting parades on goes, right? It got to be too much. So that's something we hope to add in future years.
Yeah. And I got folks saying it's now called Haynes, not Grace King. So
that's correct. It's the Haynes, yeah. Haynes site on Grace King.
Right, yeah. Also, the net proceeds go to not-for-profits, right? P1 actually has a foundation that they run, the Bucktown Harbor Park and Marine Foundation, and the Pontchartrain Conservancy will be the beneficiaries of the net proceeds, and the additional races that will be held this year is in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and St. Petersburg, Florida. P1offshore.com, you can visit their website for more information and updates on the event. Councilman Hans Liljeburg, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
All right, Sheriff, thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Love to hear from you. Again, we'll go to the talk lines for about anything that we talked about this week or any observations you may have. Give us a shout. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just wanted to clear one thing up because I quoted the wrong dates. It is June 27th through the 29th for the Powerboat P1 announces their inaugural offshore race in Jefferson Parish, and that's the first part of the 2025 Triple Crown Series, and the other two races will be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and St. Petersburg, Florida. Let's go to the talk lines. Bruce, you're up. What say you?
Good morning, sir. First time caller.
Yes, sir.
Hello? I got kind of a question. I used to go watch the Popeye races in the lake in my boat. Mm-hmm. And now I understand this time they closed on the Bonneville boat launch and the West End boat launch, from what I understand. So all these hundreds of boats in the Metairie and Kenner area that wants to see in a boat, they got one boat launch to use, the Kenner boat launch. How are they going to handle all this parking at the Kenner boat launch?
I'm not sure. I think you can also, is the Seabrook boat launch still open?
Yeah, but I mean, there's very little parking there. I don't know if you're familiar with the boat launch, but there's
not a lot of parking there either. I don't have the answer to that question as to, you know, how, a lot of folks are going to be able to put, boats in the water. I would imagine that some folks will try to make accommodations to moor up somewhere in the marinas overnight in advance of the race, you know, and put their boats in the water early. You know,
man, that's I can imagine what the Kenner boat launch is going to look like. It's going to be mass confusion before it even happens.
I'll pass this along because it's a great observation on your part, you know, and maybe they've already thought about that. Obviously, they've already have adopted a traffic plan that they're going to use to make sure that traffic moves and move people through so that people that live in the neighborhood are not completely inconvenienced with traffic and so forth. It's what we did, you know, when we used to do the Copeland lights, the same thing. And I know the sheriff's office is well aware of how to make that happen. The boat thing, you're right. I mean, we don't have that many boat launches, right?
All right, and you know how many boats we have in Jefferson Parish and people own boats? I mean...
probably a lot.
Yeah, so you can imagine all that conversion on a kind of boat launch is going to be... I know tempers are going to rise, people are going to be in a rush. And it's not going to be a pretty sight. I see that right now.
It could be. Could be. And it may, but maybe they've already thought about that, and maybe they have coordinators that will be out there. I mean, that's the big issue, right? People trying to jump in front and, you know...
Well, not like that. I mean, even to get your boat ready, they'll back down on the ramp. Instead of loading your boat on the side, they'll back down the ramp, load everything, tie up the whole ramp while you load your boat and get out the way. I mean,
if you want to see masterclass idiocracy, go sit at a boat launch. And it's not just here.
You
can go sit at any boat launch in America.
Yes.
You're going to see masterclass idiocracy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people came and back up a boat trailer. It's even funnier than that.
Yeah. So some people are good at it, some not. I'm probably mediocre at best. My son is unbelievable. But in fact, if he's around, I said, you do it. I'm not doing it.
Okay, so there's no real clear answer here, I guess.
Noah, I don't have the clear answer. I'll find out, we're still a ways away. It's next weekend, and I'll try and provide some more information next week. I don't want to be too critical because I think we're trying to put ourselves on the map. We're trying to bring and lure visitors here. We're in the competition business. Anytime that we can do something where – we call attention to ourselves like this, and we have a benefactor who's financing most of it, like in the case of Harvey Gulf with Shane Guidry. And he actually is one that participates in this type of boat racing, or someone in his family does. I'm not sure if it's him personally. It's a plus. You know, so we'll see. Anytime you host an event that's big, you're going to have some inconveniences. But, I mean, that's part of what you have to do as a parish or a city in bringing development and dollars and a new wallet to that area to create some spending so you can increase sales taxes and things of that nature. Because the more that we do in that regard, the less the burden is on us as residents here. So... and I'm sure that they'll have hiccups. There's no doubt about it. When you're putting on an event, an inaugural event at that,
I just don't know if they realize what's going to happen to Kenneth Beaumont. I don't know if they really thought about it. That's why I'm just bringing it up.
Well, we'll see. It's not too late. We'll pass that information on. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate the call. Got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us. Folks, you know there's nothing worse than losing power, especially during summertime and hurricane season. That's why WWL teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value about $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on, and WWL Louisiana official emergency management station. We've got a great lineup coming your way for the remainder of the show. In the noon hour, the president of the Louisiana State Senate, Cameron Henry, is joining us, and we'll talk about his thoughts about what they were able to accomplish during the legislative session. If you've got any questions, certainly call in, text in. We want to get your questions answered Cameron actually called me. He said, I want to make myself available to the public. I know that there are a lot of questions. There are some uncertainties. There's some misinformation floating around there. And I really appreciate the fact that he reached out to do so. I think that's a testament to the transparency that he wants to bring. Being the president of the Senate is not an easy job. It's difficult. You got a lot of personalities in the Senate, not as many as in the House, but still it's not easy. Chris Blair is going to join us at 11:30. This is a huge weekend for the LSU Fighting Tigers, right? They take on Coastal Carolina. We'll try to pick Chris's brain about who is Coastal Carolina. It's not a team that we see, right, very often. And then also coming up right on the other side of the break, the top of the hour news break, Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Top of mind issues, insurance costs, a lot of discussion about bills that were filed, some passed, some didn't, some were vetoed. We'll get the rundown on the insurance bills with the insurance commissioner as well. So we'll be right back after the top of the hour news break. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.